Hey, greetings, everybody.
It's Sister Amen and...
with Brother Tupos. We are ready to edify away.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try anyway. So today, we hope you're all doing well. Today, we had a van work day. We went... well, first we got up... no, let me correct. First, we got up real early and went to a marketplace.
And we caught up on some street posts that we did.
We put up several witnessing posts. They're up at the top of the daily edification page. Some sign flying posts. And then a whole bunch of a montage, as they say, of our witnessing. Right?
Yep. And then more coming on the way.
More's coming on the way.
Lord willing.
Lord willing. And so, yeah, we worked in a marketplace. That was awesome. And then we went to, I had to change the oil on the van. And so we found a nice quiet park, and Brother Cool worked on his van. He polished his headlights. So we're going to have a post on that. His headlights on his little minivan were like super dull. He found a polishing kit. How'd it work, Sister Amen?
Oh, it's pretty phenomenal.
Like night and day different. And yeah, we're going to have a, him and I are going to make a video for the Van Dweller page. And then I changed oil. I worked on a couple other things. What'd you do, Sister Amen?
Things in the van, did some, I cooked up some rice ahead of time and organizing, cleaning, things like that.
Yeah, so pretty simple day, but a fruitful day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the gospel went out here and there. We were in a store and a man asked me about my stick. He got the gospel. I know Sister Amen was passing out some gospel cards.
Yep.
Brother Koo was just, right when we parked for the night, was just witnessing to a homeless man. So the gospel goes out every day.
It does.
Yeah. But we want to talk about today, how this came about. We want to talk about pride. We're sitting here. We went in the store, and then we made dinner. And when we came out, and there's a blood mobile, those big vans, you know, big buses where people donate blood. What did it say on the side of it, Sister Amen?
It said...
she got a picture of it.
Donate blood with pride.
Donate blood with pride. And I said to Sister Amen, okay, donating blood. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses. I get it. It's a good thing you could do. They got to attach pride to just about everything today.
They do, yeah.
And I just wanted to talk about it, give you some examples. We see pride attached to everything. We see pride attached to, I'm proud to be a Baptist. Well, God didn't invent the Baptist faith, so you shouldn't be proud. I'm proud to be American. Right?
Yeah.
I'm proud I got a college degree. What does the Bible say about pride? What's one of the biggest ones that they've really corrupted and used pride with?
Yeah, the homosexuals, and then they take the flag, the rainbow.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine they took two things, one that God ordained, the rainbow, and one that God hates, pride, and they put them together for the homosexual sodomite movement. If that's not Satan saying in your face to trying to say in your face to God, I don't know what is.
Right, tattoos.
Yep.
Working out, your looks. What is one thing we see? Because we're driving all the time. What do we see pride in?
Vehicles.
Humongous trucks that you almost need a ladder to get into.
Fancy cars.
Fancy little low-slung cars. Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. So, yeah, and pride and vanity is a big one in the culture. Dress.
We
meet so many people that say they love Jesus and they want Jesus and they're all about Jesus. And as soon as you talk to them about, well, maybe you might have to leave, you know, your worldly career, or you might have to give up your worldly sports, or you're going to have to change how you look and dress your temple, while their pride rises up and they don't want nothing to do with any of that.
Yeah, like they're the owner of themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So we just thought we'd read some scriptures about pride. I got one
here that's kind of like an invisible pride.
Okay.
This is one where some people think that they haven't done quite as many bad things as people. Kind of like a religious pride.
Let me read mine first. Job 35:12, and they cry, but none giveth an answer because of the pride of evil men. Pride goes all the way from Satan's fall to Adam and Eve. They were prideful, thought they knew better than God, and you could really link pride to every sin there is.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's your verse, Sister Amen?
Well, I got three of them.
Mm-hmm. I meant the one you were just talking about.
No, that was an example of pride.
Oh, an example. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was an invisible example of pride. Yep. You know, like a Pharisee kind of pride or something. You know, I haven't done things like that.
I've never rebelled against God. I've always been close to God. I've never sinned that much against God. We hear that from people. I've never been a drunk or fornicator or...
yeah.
And they got pride that they're better than other people. Kind of like the publican and the Pharisee.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll start with Proverbs 6:16-17. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven, are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. And I'm missing one of them, but I got the proud look on there.
Proud look, yeah. So that's people cutting their hair a certain way, makeup, jewelry, clothing, working out. I'm really something. I look good. Wow, you look good for your age. That's pride. God hates that. We're supposed to be low and humble.
Yeah.
How about Psalm 31:23? Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentiful rewardeth the proud doer. That's the pride we should have. There is one pride you can have, and that is being a proud doer of the things of God. You can be, it's kind of like boasting is always a sin unless you're boasting in Christ. Pride is always a sin unless you're proud towards God and doing his work in his ways. That makes sense, Sister Drummond?
Yeah. Yeah, we can boast that he gave us the power to do it.
Amen.
All because of him. Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
How about 1 Peter 5:5? Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and give grace to the humble.
Yeah, so humble, lower yourselves, submit to each other. It's a good cleansing because Jesus said you won't lord over people, you're going to be a servant. So that helps. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:2, for men in the last days, it's talking about, shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Yeah, you can put proud and unholy right together.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yep.
I just have one more. 1 Timothy 6:3-6. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words. Wherefore cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
Yeah, I just read that verse. I just did a teaching on if the Pharisees had a talk show, meaning would you go on and debate with Pharisees? And the answer is no. And I read that verse about, yeah, puffed up and proud.
Mm-hmm.
How about James 4:6? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Kind of sounds like Peter.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, pride. It is all over the culture. It's got Satan's fingerprints all over it. You think about that, Sister Drummond? He fell in pride. He's the god of this world. The world is full of pride.
Oh, I know everything.
Who's it coming from?
Yeah, it's all from him.
He's puffing up man and lifting everything up because he wants to do it all against and in the face of God because he rebelled against God in pride.
Yeah, it's so amazing. God created everything. From him came everything. Nothing that we have has not been made by him.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, it's all been made by him. Man can't create anything because it's already been there. But man is so puffed up in pride. I was thinking about like, when you go to, like, years ago before you were in Christ, and you go to those county fairs,
yep.
And you think, well, maybe this is, like, a good thing to do because it's wholesome and the children can see the animals.
Just teaches them how to have pride. Doing.
Yeah, and the cow has a big blue ribbon on it, and the rabbit's got a ribbon on the cage, and it's like, even before I was in Christ, I was looking at it like, they have pride in something.
They're bragging.
Had absolutely nothing to do with other than brushing and combing its hair.
Yeah. Yeah, it teaches children to have pride, you know, and then they grow up and they want a good job and they grow up and they want a big house and they grow up and they want a nice car.
It starts from even the little small things like that.
Yeah, we should teach children to be, well, godly people would teach children how to be humble.
Yeah, not, stay away from places like that. But
not puffed up in pride. So it's a good practice to think about, a good discipline, purging the pride from your life. I just wanted to throw this in here. You know what I think is the absolute worst pride a person can have, and it's very, very common, and it's probably the one that God hates the most? Religious pride.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I was talking about.
Yep, so there's people that claim Christ, but they've got so much pride, they won't confess when they're wrong. They'll lie to cover up their own sin. We call it going for a cloak for sin.
Yeah.
Religious pride. You think you're above it, but you're right smack in the middle of it.
Yeah, it makes me think of the verse where it says, beware that the light within you is not darkness, and great is that light. Brother's always saying that.
Yeah.
And I think the religious pride people have that because so many people are adamant that they're born again, but their life doesn't look like it. And even if it does, a lot of their actions are not reflecting it.
A lot of it is done in the flesh. And even that can be prideful because they do it all in their flesh. They're saying, I'm doing this.
Anabaptists do it all the time.
Anabaptists do it all the time. We've known people that have done that. So religious pride, make sure you avoid that. Pride in general, make sure you avoid that. And be proud doers. That's where we can come into the area of pride and we can be doing things for the Lord's glory. As long as it's in his word and of his word and not puffing us up. John said in John 3:30, I must decrease so Christ can increase. That's a good way to get rid of pride.
I love that.
Yeah. So we hope that bless you. Tomorrow, got another early day. What are we going to do tomorrow?
A whole bunch of things.
Going to attempt to put some brakes on the front of the van.
Hey, that's kind of important.
Yep, brakes are important. Never skimp. I tell my brother, never skimp on brakes or tires. And then we might do some sign flying. Yay. We might even be standing out at a church tomorrow.
Yeah, let's see.
Because it's their lie of Good Friday. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Good Friday lie on our audio.
Yeah, I'm going to think about that tonight. How to add up 72 hours from Friday to Sunday morning.
Yeah, how to get 3 days and three nights.
Yeah.
How to get 3 days and three nights out of a day and a half.
When I was 12, I asked my mom that.
Or two and a half days.
Yeah, she had no answer for me.
Yeah, that's funny. Real quick, I was standing there witnessing in the street, and a young guy walks up, a 30-year-old guy. And he said he'd been going to church for 10 years. And I went over the gospel, went over a bunch of stuff. And I said, hey, Good Friday's a lie. And he goes, what? What do you mean? And I said, Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. He goes, well, did he say 3 days and three nights? He said, no, he said 72 hours. And then he goes, oh, that's 3 days and three nights, right? I said, yeah. I said, can you get that from Friday night to Sunday morning? And he looked at me and he goes, you got me there. He goes, I got to think about that one. I said, it's a lie, sir. It's not the truth. It's a Roman Catholic lie. So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow's going to be van break day, sign flying, and maybe standing outside of church.
Let's see.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Amon?
Well, I'm hoping there isn't any pride in anybody. I know I'm always searching myself. And encouraging sisters to search themselves, make sure there's no iniquity within them.
Amen.
And seek the kingdom of God with a pure heart.
Yeah. Lower yourself, humble yourself. Just remember, the opposite of pride, humility. James 4:10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Mm-hmm. So let God lift you up. You don't need to puff yourself up.
Yeah, because you know what? Having come from, both you and I had a lot of pride before we were in Christ.
Yeah.
Tell you what, when somebody kicks that pedestal out from underneath you, it's a long fall down.
It is.
And you know what? I love walking lowly because how far is there to fall if you're already walking or trying anyway the best you can to walk in a lowly manner? You're not going to fall much because you're already down there.
Yeah, I love it. When I go out and minister to the homeless people, other people walk up and they think I'm one of them.
Yeah,
and that helps keep me humble because I want to reach the people that are lowly. I want to be like them. I don't mind looking like them. I don't care if people confuse me with that.
I know, right?
Better than being puffed up and thinking we're better than them.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Love y'all. Till next time, hold fast. Tomorrow is a new day if we get it, and we'll be back again with more edification.
Amen. Praise God.
Love y'all.
May God be praised.